Radio Prague News.
A group of Czech senators has called on President Miloš Zeman to stop dividing the nation. The top Czech prosecutor has filed an appeal in the case of the controversial Prague lobbyist Roman Janoušek. And the Staroměstská metro station in Prague has been temporarily shut down. A group of 17 senators for the Christian Democratic and STAN parties have asked President Zeman to stop dividing the nation and undermining the importance of human rights. In an open letter to the head of state, the senators criticized Mr. Zeman's views on Russia and China and said he jeopardized the Czech Republic's vital ties to its allies, the European Union and the United States. The senators also suggested the president should reconsider his communication strategy, which has been rejected by the Czech public. The letter of the senators comes in the wake of a series of controversial moves by the Czech president, including his questioning of the EU sanctions against Russia. The chief Czech prosecutor, Pavel Zeman, has filed an appeal in the case of controversial lobbyist Roman Janoušek. Mr. Janoušek was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for a hit-and-run incident. In 2012, he ran over a woman with his car while drunk. He was sentenced for aggravated bodily harm, but prosecutors originally charged him with attempted murder. And the chief prosecutor has now asked the Supreme Court to reconsider the charge, arguing that Mr. Janoušek must have been aware he could kill the woman. Roman Janoušek is an influential businessman who allegedly used his ties to Prague City Hall officials to influence their decisions and manipulate public procurement deals. Some 400 people evacuated from their homes on Wednesday over an explosion at a munitions depot in Eastern Moravia have been allowed to return home, the police said. The inhabitants of two villages in the Zlín region had to leave after new explosions at the depot occurred. However, the last blast was heard on Thursday, and pyrotechnics experts said there was no immediate threat to the surrounding communities. The storage facility, run by a private firm, first exploded in October, killing two employees. The authorities say it could take months before the site is cleared of all remaining munitions. Many parents of children with autism and other disabilities complain over difficulties they face when applying for state support, the Czech National Disability Council said on Friday. Members of the group say that officials often do not recognize their entitlements and allocate lower allowances than granted by law. The head of the National Disability Council, Václav Krása, told reporters that the number of complaints from parents had increased and said that many institutions acted in breach of existing legislation. The Staroměstská station on the A line of Prague's metro has been temporarily closed down in order to inspect the station's escalators, the city's transport authority said. The closure comes after three people suffered injuries last week when an escalator at the Můstek station suddenly went into reverse. The Staroměstská station, located in Prague's Old Town district, will remain closed for an estimated 2 weeks. In total, the City Transport Authority is planning to inspect 12 escalators in the coming weeks. And in football, Czech top division leaders Plzeň have signed the Bosnian striker Aydin Mahmutovic, beating an offer from league rival Sparta Prague. The 28-year-old forward spent the last 6 seasons in Teplice, where he scored 58 goals. He signed a 3.5-year contract with Plzeň, who reportedly spent 10 million crowns on the transfer. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be wet, with overcast skies, chances of rain and snow, and daytime highs ranging between 1 and 6 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.